This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast. Beginning. Welcome. Let us start at the very beginning by saying that there really is no beginning. There is merely a continuation of what is, and therefore there is no end. People worry about how it will all end. What will become of us? Will we make it? Will we get there? What if we don't? And it's this linear perspective which can tie us in knots emotionally, can overwhelm the nervous system, keep us up at night worrying. Many people fear the future, and it's clear to see that whilst fear is high, people lose their power to their fears and to other people's fears. Unless we create a safety net, it's all too easy to be dragged down by worry and concern for self, others, and the planet as a whole. The physical shifts required are taking place. And though there is so much change occurring, it will take time to really see the positive changes in a way which will fill the collective heart with a sense of true cohesion. The barriers we have to one another and the separation we feel from that which used to give us a sense of security will continue to be seen on many levels. It's this perception of separation and the inevitable breakdown of structures which we initially relied upon for our well-being. These will not stand the test of time. Our perception of separation will break down, as will the old structures which we relied on to hold everything in place. Whilst many opportunities will present themselves and we'll see that there are always choices, possibilities to consider, in truth there is only ever really one choice, and that's to simply be and to activate the heart through cohesive alignment in a way which is part of the collective observation and healing as well as for our own personal journey. So as we look collectively, we can start to see from our hearts what's clearly going on and make choices from that place of truth, centered within ourselves, collectively sharing that heart space, that vision, that growing awareness of what's real and what's not. Discernment is certainly developing. And many people fear the future because they're so invested in it being a certain way. And so what's being challenged really is our own attachment to our own stories. The stories are there to be seen, to be scrutinised, and if necessary, to be changed or redirected towards the collective collaboration of humanity, towards a sharing of resources as we learn to live as one. Not divided, but unified. So the decisions we make now shape the future. But rather than looking too far ahead, start shaping this moment by being in the now, by being present and aligned. This moment is all we really ever have. And we can shape it. We're creating it. And that gives us power here and now. The power we have is in our alignment to the heart of all creation, where there is a natural ability to support all into a flow of collective cohesion. And so rather than trying to work everything out from a limited mindset, learn to trust that there is a greater picture or a bigger story unfolding. And step back a little. Step back from trying to control the end. And instead start to see every moment as a new beginning. Your power is in the moment, in every moment, in this moment, in all the moments that are infinite and yet ever present. Plug in to the power of the moment. The physical reality that we see is a direct observational projection of a collection of internal stories which human beings have been passing down through the generations. Important intergenerational trauma work is underway. And so as you start to notice your own stories, you are actually observing the collective stories coming to the surface, coming into conscious awareness, so that we can observe them. And you can be an observational point in this massive operation, which involves reacting and releasing, realigning and reprogramming for a new awakened humanity to be born. The physical body has held this traumatic experience for a reason. These stories were part of an old world which can no longer continue here on Earth. These are old stories. The codes of these historic times have been held as dialogues within the cells of the body, within the DNA and its expression. The collection and collation of this data, an influential information field, is now the body's story. It's what makes up our health and how we are in our lives. And it's a tale which will take us from emotional overwhelm and toxic overload to our physical evolution, the evolution of our species. And the supporting energies at this exceptional time call us to take back our power and stand strong in who we are and in what we believe. The power of this evolving collective database is immense. And as we make the shift from the old world to the new, we inevitably go through a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual reprogramming process, releasing the stored data, recoding our information body, freeing up space where we can then hold what is true, and welcome what is new. The evolving collective database has been being encoded for some time now by light energy transmission, which has been coming to the planet. And so this database has been receiving light, seeds of light, which support the recoding of our physical DNA, creating a new, more expansive, energetic space for that old data to be observed, as well as for new data to then come into our awareness. And so imagine that this database, this collective database, is held in light and has been now for some time. And it does take time for the very dense, unconscious information to come to the forefront of our minds, or more clearly into our awareness. It's being drawn, if you can imagine, it's being drawn from the depths of the shadows of our collective history, where trauma of all kinds, which has not been dealt with, lurks, potentially causing disorder in the body, disrupting the energy field, creating low vibrational experiences. These dense energies potentially weaken the physical constitution. And so with more light coming to the planet, more of this is being exposed, is being seen, is being uncovered. It may not have been possible until now to understand the depths to which trauma impacts our cellular information. People were perhaps not equipped to deal with the traumatic experiences they were faced with. And so the unresolved feelings were unintentionally passed down to the next generation, and so on. Regardless of whether humanity feels equipped and ready now or not, it is clear that we cannot bury our heads in the sand anymore, and we must address what we see. The impact of trauma is rife, both in the body and across the globe. The distortions of perception, the mental, emotional issues that ensue, the spiritual impact, the loss of faith, the loss of hope. We can see all of this occurring as people are in overwhelm. And yet more light is coming in to help reveal the depths of this, to support a release of this, to help guide us to be free from the density of the past, so that we can evolve and meet ourselves afresh, new, unified, whole and complete. And so we're in a process of deep, deep change. A collective change, which we're feeling on a personal level, as well as seeing collectively. What we see across the globe, that which triggers and perhaps breaks our heart, is an observational point of reference, a potential gateway to uncovering the stories of our own painful past. Observation changes reality, and everything is magnified currently so that we can clearly see. We cannot miss, avoid, deny, or overlook the way these patterns weave tyranny throughout our human history. We have indeed been given a unique opportunity to see what we need to see, to trigger a release of the emotional charge of these traumatic events, which until now have been being passed down through our family line unresolved. The influx of light energy coming to our planet supports the awakening process by supporting us to release the pain. So much pain. So much pain. To release the suffering. And there has been so much suffering. And the grief. The grief. The grief and the powerlessness. There has been so much powerlessness. This time in our evolutionary process has birthed a new reality where the depths of such historic despair and depravity has not only come to our conscious awareness, but we may also now see that we have lost so much power. So much power has been lost. We have not cared for our inner light. The true power of our most sacred self has not been cared for and nurtured. The sacredness of our being has at times been lost or taken away, duped, misled, tortured, or hidden, or denied, or hidden away for safekeeping until another time. Maybe until this time, when we reclaim our sacred light and we allow that light to guide us, to emerge empowered, enriched, held by that light and supported to move forward with compassion, purposefully, allowing that awakening to occur within us so that we can be the awakening physically in action, in the way we live our lives, in the way we are, in a day-to-day way, in every way. It's this sacred reunion of self which we're here to reclaim, so that we can live as one, at peace with our sacred nature, to allow that inner light to be our guiding light, to help us through any dark times. The powerlessness we experienced, which caused our separation from self, must first be acknowledged and sensitively navigated, as in the midst of those shadowy places, we find why, how, and where our power was lost or given away. And we come face to face with our persecutors and the persecutors we have been. And we start to see that this is not a personal journey into power, but a collective one for humanity as a whole. And that no one is ever separate. All are one. But there is much illusion which we must navigate. And whilst we navigate the terrors of what has been, we project these terrible tales of division out into our collective perspective of reality, creating for now yet more of the same. The reality we see currently is directly representative of the stories held within the collective mind of humanity, our global headspace, our shared story, our tale which has been told and must now be finished, so that we can close this particular chapter of the story and start something new. But the story's end is in our hands. It's up to us to join together collectively, to harness the power of our unity, to use our expanding awareness of the true situation, and use that to build bridges rather than dividing walls. The stories, they're all within us. They are being told by us each and every moment through our attitudes, the way we behave, the stories we tell ourselves and others, in our tone of voice and our action and actions towards our fellow human beings, in the perceptions we hold, and the judgments we have. Judgments we have either openly or in private with only ourself listening. The sovereignty we seek is not within the stories we currently hold on to, but in our willingness to let them all go and let the truth be seen, heard and known, to the silent witness of our own self-honesty in those quiet moments of self-observation, self-reflection and deep self-inquiry. We cannot begin to understand the depth to which the reprogramming of our human psyche must occur, as it really is beyond the limitations of our ordinary mind. Storing data in this way is no longer required, and we need an upgrade. And we've already made the decision to switch from an old paradigm to a new. We have already aligned with the possibility of this. And yet we still must witness the deep, deep process of release. And the karmic codes being reinstated, which bring us back to our true humanity and its yet to be seen golden age. This reinstating of karmic codes will initiate a more empowered way of being that no longer fears that what we do will come back to us in ways which are terrifying. But instead, it will gently teach us that we are in a powerful position as creators of our shared reality. And that as we work together in heart and mind, we can vision a new awakened way of being, which not only brings peace to our hearts, but also a more purposeful way of thinking to our creative mind. The karmic arrangements made through this awakening time will support us to know how natural law works and will help us to align with this. And so the history of humanity, which created the karmic discord we now bear witness to, must be worked through, so that we can see, sense, and know truth from a much clearer perspective. And that through a clarifying cleanse of the data storage system of our collective consciousness, we will be supported to align to a higher frequency and be part of a deeper, truer, more potent collaborative journey, which stretches out far beyond what we currently perceive, on and out into alignment with our star sisters and brothers, into a new, more evolved collaborative relationship which supports all to live as one. And though there are no beginnings, and there will be no ends, we are at the beginning of a new chapter of this story, where human beings accept that they are in a relationship with far more than themselves and each other, and that every relationship must be nurtured, respected, and be dignified. It is this that should be at the heart of all connections, all interactions. And it is in this place of oneness with all that the real beginning will come into being. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes, deepening your connection to yourself and the energies supporting you at this time. You're here to let go. To let go into the light. To feel your awareness expanding, opening further to the truth of who you are. Rest. Rest and take a few moments just to focus on your breath. The breath moving in, the breath moving out of your body. focus on your breathing. Breathe and let go. Come into your heart space. Come into your heart space and simply breathe. Breathe into the space all around you, connecting you to the heart of everything, the heart of the earth, the great galactic heart. In fact, the more you come into your heart space as a regular practice, the more easily you connect to the heart of all. Connect to the heart of all creation, here and now. You are connecting through light and through a natural heart cohesive rhythm of vibratory energy. Connecting to all others tuning in right now, and all those who will tune in the future. Your heart and theirs can meet and greet. Connect as one and share a moment of celebration in unified collaboration for the work we are here to do together. Your heart and their heart as one. Give gratitude to yourself for making this connection. Give gratitude for the power of this connection and for all those playing their part in creating a purposeful network of light. You can imagine all the energies of those grateful hearts weaving peace and love across our beloved planet right now. Grateful for this space. Grateful to have the awareness of the work we're here to do and for the power our unity brings. Such gratitude brings generosity, and you give your heart's energy generously to this collective effort of sharing space, space for transformation here and now. Let go into the space. Let go into the space you create. This is your sacred space, created here and now for your own inner work and for the collective work we're here to do. You are here to be part of the great awakening of human consciousness, and you have been called into position here and now. This is a gateway moment, a gateway into intergenerational trauma release. This gateway is opening on our planet right now. And you are here to be part of this. Take your place here and now and witness the opening of this gateway in whatever way is welcomed by you. You can see, sense, feel, and or just know that this important gateway is opening and that you are here to witness this. this is a new beginning. Beginning which will release a great deal of pain from that heart of our collective humanity. We cannot stop this release, nor should we. We are here to hold a space, a sacred portal, which will enable the energies of transformation through light to come to our planet and serve to guide our human evolution. The gateway is open. We are witness to this. And though there is much that will release, and much which must release, it is the space of pure observation to what is, which allows the higher octave of light to pass through. You are here, here and now. You are the space where light will pass through. You will receive an activation now to support you in this work. Your personal activation is coming in now. It's time for you to rest. To rest deeply and to allow a recoding of information to occur deep within you. Your own energy field will receive coded light transmissions now and in the coming days and weeks. You'll find yourself gently guided into position to facilitate this sacred work. Gateway is open and you are aligned. And as you receive your activation sequence and the coded information you require to gently allow the deeper guidance within you to be known to you, so you will open your heart, the sacred portal of compassion for all. Rest deeply now, whilst you receive the activation in full. Nowhere else you need to be right now. Nothing else you need to do. Relax into this space, held by the network of light. Supported by your team of invisible guides and helpers. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. And so it is. And so it is.